Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Siobhan Madigan, thank you very much indeed. 51551 for your text. Now, Sinn Féin has warned that sports clubs and local charities could lose thousands of euro in vital fundraising if the government fails to address concerns in the new gambling bill, they say. The party voted against the bill in the Dáil last week. The legislation moves to the Senate now, where amendments are to be introduced by the Minister of State, James Brown. I'm joined now by Minister James Brown of Fianna Fáil and by Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance, Piers Doherty. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. I'll come to you, Piers Doherty, first of all, because you and Sinn Féin voted against this bill in the Dáil, as I say. What are your concerns here?
Well, first of all, as I acknowledge in the Dáil, there's a lot in this bill that is positive, that is welcome, the setting up of the authority, far more regulation in relation to the gambling activity, particularly online. But where the government has made a dog's dinner of this bill is that they have completely conflated fundraising with gambling. And that is the problem, because James Brown, as this bill was passing the Dáil, and it's passed the Dáil now, he brought forward an amendment, and the effect of that amendment will be that, for example, my local GA club will not be able to have a card draw ever again. It would be illegal. They won't be able to advertise on Facebook to anybody who doesn't follow their page. Indeed, they wouldn't be able to even send out an email or a communication to somebody within the club unless they had already given permission to receive that advertisement about a potential draw.
Why no card draw?
Because the government, the amendment that James Brown brought forward was that they would it would only be up to prize funds of €10,000. So your card draw, your local community group doing your playground, which is raffling a card, they would all be illegal under this government's plan.
So they could, just to be clear, they could hold the card draw, but they couldn't advertise. Is that it?
They couldn't advertise online. The second thing is that they would not be able to do an annual draw. So, for example, in terms of the FAI, the GAA, the Scouting Organisation, they all have annual draws. They fall at a certain time in the calendar. Under this legislation, and we are setting up an authority, which we welcome, that will police this, it means that the quickest you could have a draw after the previous one is 16 months. And that's basically if you sold all the tickets in one day. Most clubs will take a couple of months to do it, which means it would be at least 18 to 19 months before you could do a draw. That's going to seriously impact on people. And the third thing, which I pointed out to the Minister, was that given the way that he's written the legislation, my local GA club, or indeed our local school, if the prize fund's over €2,000, would not be able to sell a ticket door to door in their local shops, in their local community centre, or God forbid in the local pub, because that would also be illegal under the way he's drafted this legislation.
They're your concerns, Minister.
Let me just say this, when I made those concerns, James Brown said all I was talking about was bluster. He said that I wanted to exempt sporting clubs, organisations, charities from this legislation. That's exactly what I wanted to do. And last Wednesday, he announced that he was going to bring forward some amendments, none of which we've seen. The legislation has passed at all, and therefore we voted against it because we haven't seen these amendments.
Minister James Brown, are they not valid concerns?
So the advertisement ban was a proposal by the All-Party Justice Committee. It was a unanimous recommendation, including by the Sinn Féin TDs, and that it would apply in all sets of circumstances. And as I say, Sinn Féin then came out with a policy paper that again repeated that demand without exception. So it was a Sinn Féin policy that there would be no exemptions to this. And GAA clubs were discussed at the Justice Committee when this matter was being discussed.
Well, and we'll discuss your allegation of Sinn Féin hypocrisy in just a second. But the substance of what's being said here, that if a prize fund goes beyond €10,000, is it true that your amendment would ban any sports club or charity from advertising that?
We made it clear during this debate and on three occasions that exemptions would be brought at the Senate stage to completely exempt all charities and sporting organisations. Our challenge was one of public protection and both protecting the charity and the sporting sector as well. Once you banned all advertisements, if you then gave an exemption to the charities and sporting organisations, which I'm in favour of, you're giving them a monopoly. The danger then, however, is that you have bad actors come into that sphere to take advantage of those exemptions. So you have to put protections in place. And it had been a struggle to find a way to ensure that you could put those exemptions in place.
So what is
it
your
is
amendment?
It's quite a challenge for that.
What is your amendment? Is what Piers Doherty describes correct?
Our, So that's why the initial amendment was only for €10,000, while we were working to see could we find the necessary safeguards to ensure that if we brought in a full exemption, that charities and sporting organisations would be protected from bad actors. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on that, and we were satisfied in the meantime by the time it got to report stage discussion that we could do that, and that's why I flagged we would be doing that in the Senate. This legislation is absolutely essential.
And let me ask a straight question, because I'm not sure on what the law will be or what you're proposing. Mm-hmm. I'm involved in a local sports club, and we have a lotto, let's say, every week. And very often the prize fund goes beyond €10,000. Will we be able to advertise that on Facebook or social media with local posters and so on?
Will we bring the amendment in the Senate? Absolutely. When this legislation passes, absolutely you will be. But it's essential we do bring those amendments forward. But the only way we could do that was for this legislation to get to the Senate.
Okay.
Sinn Féin took the opportunity and said to kill the bill, which would have set the entire thing back for
okay.
So all
sports organisations and charities will be exempt, is that right?
There will be. We'll be bringing forward amendments in the Senate to exempt all of them. But protections we brought in place as well, so it cannot be taken advantage of. And we think, for example,
let me go back
the
to
alcohol 0.0 situation. We have to protect the cut against that.
Pierce.
So this is what James Brown said to me in the Dáil when this was passing final stage. He said Sinn Féin wants exemptions for charity, sports, schools, radio, bingo. And he called it bluster. That's what he was saying. And he went on to defend the situation, why he was bringing an amendment which would make it illegal for prize funds of over €10,000 to be advertised on social media, would make it illegal for radio bingos. And I gave him examples. People in the Northwest, for example, palliative care, who raise money for people, cancer patients, that radio bingo would be illegal under the amendment that he brought. Now, I acknowledge...
No, they'll be exempt.
Given the contribution that we made, he has now come back in the following week and said that he's rolled back, that he's going to bring an exemption before the Senate. We don't know what the exemption's going to say. I don't know if it's going to address all the concerns.
We do. He's saying they'll be exempt.
No, but he's also saying that he's going to bring in safeguards. Because I pointed out to him as well that under the legislation that he's drafted, there is nothing to stop, for example, a Paddy Power or a Betfair or whatever, actually advertising non-stop on social media as long as they give the prize winnings, for example, €6,000 or a holiday to Lanzarote or whatever, to a charity. So there's loads of loopholes in this legislation. As I said to him, your GA club, the way he's drafted the legislation, will not be allowed to sell a ticket in your local shop if your prize fund
but
is over €2,000.
He's saying they're exempt. I'm not
he's
right,
not,
James.
No, he's not.
Yeah, absolutely, Look, this is so the
hold on,
very
no, no, wait. Hold on, I have two
process.
Very conflicting views here. In terms of a prize fund going beyond 10,000, Piers Doherty is telling me that the local club won't be able to advertise.
Be able to sell in a shop, Cormac. Let me just be clear in relation to this here. Legislation that James Brown has brought forward means that you can only do two things when you get the licence. Sell it in the clubhouse or the designated centre and people have to travel to that centre, or online, which means selling on the street, on the stall, round by the pitch, in your pub, in your shop, all illegal under this legislation, which is the current legislation, but you're setting up an authority you're setting up authority to police this. Our current law goes back to 1953, where the legislation is outdated, and you're making this illegal, and you're setting up a
situation, Minister, that you won't be able to sell. You won't be able to sell in the street or in the pub or in the shop or elsewhere, as we see.
So the legislation in relation to the gambling has been for charities and sporting organisations has been carried over the existing legislation. There hasn't been a problem with it to date. Deputy Doherty feels that an interpretation could be given by the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland that might cause problems, and we undertook to examine that. And if we feel that is the case, we will amend that too. But the whole purpose of legislation going through the Dáil is so you can examine these things. Sinn Féin's response was to kill the bill, to kill legislation that was going to protect children from gambling, vulnerable people from gambling, prevent money laundering, terrorist financing, and to levy the gambling industry. Killing the bill was not the answer here. And the bluster I talked about in relation to Deputy Doherty is what he wanted to do was not exempt charities and sporting organisations from the advertising ban, but exempt them altogether from the legislation. Now, the gambling legislation has covered charities and sporting organisations for the last 70 years.
What do you say, Minister?
And you would have an open goal for organised crime if you did that.
Okay, what do you say, Minister, to local clubs and charities around the country who do sell tickets outside the church or in the pub or whatever the case may be, and who depend on that money for fundraising?
what I say to them that any amendment that is necessary to ensure that that can continue will be brought in at the Shannon stage. I sell those tickets. Clubs I'm involved in sell those tickets, and I will absolutely ensure that that is the case and that there will be no impediment to any of those clubs or sporting organisations
from selling in the shop or on the street.
Absolutely. That's what happens today.
I'm completely confused here. I am genuinely completely confused because you're saying one thing and Pierce, you're saying another.
No, listen, Cormac, let's be clear in this here. The Minister, in fairness, when I pointed this out to him, actually acknowledged that there's a problem here. He's right in saying that this is the existing law that goes back to 1953. The difference now is we're setting up a policing authority to regulate gambling, which is really, really welcome. So therefore, the old legislation 70 years ago says that you have to travel to the club to buy your ticket. The problem is you're now actually drafting legislation which is going to... You're asking people to break the law or you're asking the authority to turn a blind eye. As I said, that isn't just the only problem with this legislation. As I said, Paddy Power can take out as many ads on Facebook as they want, as long as they give the €4,000 or €5,000 prize to a local charity. There's a loopholes in it. There's loads of other loopholes in it that I pointed out to the Minister. So the Minister talks in language that we want to kill the bill. We don't want to kill the bill. The first thing I said
to
the Minister...
Hold on a second.
But in terms of what the Minister is saying, hang on a second. Because if everybody voted or a majority voted in the Dáil against this, it would have been killed.
This is the point here. This legislation that has passed the Dáil makes it illegal to do the things I've said. Makes it illegal to advertise on social media if it's above €10,000. Makes it impossible to have an annual draw within the same calendar month each year. Cannot allow you to sell tickets in a pub or local around the GA pitch. Does not allow you to actually even send a text message or email to members of your local club if they haven't specifically signed up to that. While at the same time allows for major companies to do a lot of these things and skirt through the law. And I pointed out numerous loopholes in this legislation. The first thing I said to the Minister is, bring this back to committee. There's a lot of good things in this legislation, but his problem is he conflated fundraising. He defended this, and I have the transcript in front of me. You defended this to the hilt when I asked you to exempt charities, when I asked you to exempt the sporting organisations, when I told you the damage you'll do to the radio bingo, you defended it to the hilt. Now, I welcome the fact that our strong opposition has actually forced you to do a U-turn.
And
but yet, today, we still don't know what you're going to do.
I'm going to wrap here, but Minister James Brown, just to conclude, in black and white, are charities and sporting organisations going to be exempt from the gambling bill then, the new gambling law?
Absolutely. We will bring forward amendments at the Shannon stage to exempt them, as I stated clearly, in the Dáil.
Okay.
Which is what Sinn Féin look for.
We'll come back to this, I'm sure. Piers Sorti of Sinn Féin and Minister James Brown of Fianna Fáil. Thank you both very much indeed.